Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. It's Friday afternoon. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon. It's Free For All Friday on our show. I'm Scoot. Surely glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. It is February the 14th. Today is also Valentine's Day. Mardi Gras parades start rolling this weekend. It's almost nonstop until Mardi Gras Day, and Family Gras kicks off tonight. We've got a lot going on the show. We're going to get the serious stuff. I really wanted to say something else. We're going to get the serious stuff out of the way early, and then we'll move on and have fun. Right now, reach over, crank it up, because this is what you've been working for. You know, actually, some of the serious stuff that we're going to deal with in the beginning of the show, I think it's kind of fun. I mean, look, I'm noticing some stuff going on in politics that is really kind of making this a lot of fun. You know, Bloomberg versus Trump, billionaire versus billionaire, the battle of the billionaires. You know, I can't help but think that this is going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to get that out of the way early in the show. Also, you know, we talked yesterday about over 6 in 10 Americans feel that they're better off now than they were when Trump took office, meaning that the implication is that Trump has made them better. I'm better off now than I was 3.5 years ago. Ian Hoke, our studio producer, he's had stuff happen in the last three and a half years, and Ian Hoke is better off now than he was before Trump took office. But let's set the record straight. It's not because of Trump. So, you know, sometimes when things are worse than they were because of somebody being president, you shouldn't blame it on them because it's not necessarily their fault. You know, people have blamed Democrats because they went out of business. But maybe they went out of business because they weren't good business people. So there are a lot of factors that go into whether or not you are better off now than you were before Trump took office. And there's going to always be this attempt to say the person who is president either made things better for you or made things worse. But I want to set the record straight on that. Look, I love my life now. I'm better off now than I was 3.5 years ago. But again, that's not because of President Trump. By the way, President Trump is going to become the first president ever to be named Daytona 500 Grand Marshal. Now, if he were in a parade down here, you know, he'd be throwing stuff. Remember how he was throwing those rolls of paper towels in Puerto Rico? Yeah, maybe he could toss some stuff off the floor here. But anyway, he's going to Daytona 500, the beginning of the NASCAR season, which is Sunday. And that's a perfect place for him. I mean, it really is. I mean, that's his base audience. And the president with his base should be there at that event. Also, we've heard some rifts between the mayor and Hard Rock International. Just like me and many of you, Hard Rock is puzzled and frustrated at the delay in the demolition. And the mayor fires back and said, "That's shameful." I don't know. I think a logical human being would question what the hell's going on, would question why this is still up. And I guess the point is that if this were such common practice, then nobody would be saying anything about this. If it were common practice to have this thing still sitting there, half collapsed or partially collapsed, if this were normal, then people would say, well, this happens in every city. But you know why Hard Rock International? Do you know why people are upset? Because it doesn't happen in every city. And so, damn it, it's time for us to just take a look at ourselves and admit the things that we do wrong and try to do a better job of correcting those things. Okay, it is Free For All Friday, which means we can pretty much talk about anything, but I'm going to steer you away from anything too serious. Also, it is the weekend of Mardi Gras parading. They start tonight. It's also the weekend of Family Gras. And tomorrow night, a brand new Mardi Gras parade rolls in Jefferson Parish. The magical crew of Mad Hatters. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. Joey Lacoste, who is the genius behind the magical crew of Mad Hatters, will be in the studio with us about 3:10 this afternoon to talk about some of the throws and the parade. I'm wearing two of the beads right now, the Mad Hatters parade beads. And they're really, really nice. And again, this is the first time this parade's rolling. This is not going to appear like a first-time parade. They have done a hell of a job building this parade just in no time. And there was so much excitement about this parade that they couldn't even accommodate all the floats that they could have. I mean, people, some parades have diminished. And when parade dropped out, the magical crew of Mad Hatters is replacing them, and this is going to be a fun parade. So if you get out there, think about those who experienced Bacchus or Endymion or all these other parades, these big parades for the first time ever. You got a chance to experience this for the first time tomorrow night. It rolls at 5 o'clock. It's going to be the westbound route. So it starts around Bonneville and then ends up at Clearview, going right in front of the stage of Family Gras. Also, we'll talk to Fred LeBlanc later this hour from Cowboy Mouth. They're playing at Family Gras tonight. And Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills, they're playing at Family Gras tonight. And we've got a bunch of bumper music today that either relates to parading, a few that relate to Valentine's Day, and a few of the songs today relate to Family Gras and some of the people who are performing at Family Gras this weekend. Also, since it's... Oh, by the way, one other note of... I guess this is kind of bad news, but you need to know this. Today is the tax day for Orleans property owners. Your property taxes are due today in Orleans Parish. Because of the December cyber attack on the city, Mayor Cantrell's administration extended the deadline for home and business owners to pay their property taxes. So today is the day taxpayers can drop off at curbside at City Hall until 3 o'clock, or payments can be submitted online. And we've got the information on our website right now at WWL.com. All right. Today is Valentine's Day. And, when you get to a certain point in your life, you might want to meet somebody. You might be alone in your life now. The kids might be gone. You might be divorced. You might have lost a spouse, partner. So there are reasons why later in life we're alone. When you're a teenager, when you're in college, when you're in those kind of social situations, it's a lot easier to meet people. And a lot of people have gone online to meet somebody. So I want to have a little fun talking about this. Since it is difficult to meet people when you reach a certain point in your life. I mean, look, this could even be in your 30s. I mean, I guess the workplace is a great place to meet people, but, there are problems that can come from meeting somebody in the workplace. So where do you meet people? Where did you meet your spouse, partner, or lover? And they say, whoever they is, they say you can never meet the right person in a bar. Is that true? And have you tried online dating? Did it work for you? Tell me a great online dating story. And do people lie? And what's the most common lie? So we'll get into all of that. All right, very, very quickly, let's go through some of the serious stuff that, by the way, I don't think is really that serious, because I think there's some excitement going on here. And it really is because Michael Bloomberg is coming up in the polls. I believe this week he was third in a national poll. Now, we'll get to Michael Bloomberg here in just a moment. Here's what Bernie Sanders has to say about Michael Bloomberg and all of his money.
Politicians go from the top on down. That's what Bloomberg is about. He's spending hundreds of millions of dollars. That's fine. We don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. Our movement is made up of working people, of young people, and we're going to put that coalition together. We are going to take on the establishment.
And that's Bernie Sanders' strong point. And this is why a lot of people love him, because it's like he's for the little guy, or that's what a lot of people believe. But I love this battle that's going on between Michael Bloomberg and President Trump. Now, President Trump bragged about his billions during the campaign. Donald Trump has nothing compared to Michael Bloomberg. And we all know, I mean, even if you love him, you have to admit that, President Trump has a big ego. And so this has got to be affecting him. Michael Bloomberg has over $500 billion. I'm sorry, 50. No, 500. 500, I think it's 535. $500 billion. Trump's worth is estimated at $3 billion. That's still a lot of money. But for somebody who is so sensitive to things, I mean, that's got to bug him. And so Michael Bloomberg and the president are kind of going back and forth, attacking each other. And here's part of what Michael Bloomberg had to say about President Trump.
Somebody said, you know, that he's taller than me, calls me Little Mike. And the answer is, Donald, where I come from, we measure your height from your neck up.
So again, you know, see, I think this is fun. I think this is turning into some fun stuff. Bloomberg says he's not afraid of President Trump.
I am not afraid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is ahead of us, afraid of us, and that's why he keeps tweeting all the time. If he doesn't mention you, you got a big problem.
And here's what Michael Bloomberg had to say about his campaign and his goal.
I want to put the United back in the United States of America.
I mean, that would be nice because I think we are hard-pressed to call ourselves the United States of America. William Barr, who is the attorney general, has been a strong, I mean, he's almost been President Trump's Siamese twin through a lot of the stuff that President Trump has gone through. But William Barr now is saying this about President Trump and his tweets.
I had made a decision that I thought was fair and reasonable in this particular case. And once the tweet occurred, the question is, well, now what do I do? And do you go forward with what you think is the right decision, or do you pull back because of the tweet? And that just sort of illustrates how disruptive these tweets can be.
So look, I mean, this is getting to be exciting, right? And the Nevada caucuses are coming up next. There's a debate coming up real soon with the Democratic candidates again. So, again, we're going to watch all of this. We're not going to get into this this afternoon because it's Free for All Friday. It is a beautiful Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. Mardi Gras parades. Today is Valentine's Day. I'm getting some text here that says Bloomberg is about 50 million, 50 to 60 million. Yeah, that makes more. 500 million. That didn't sound right when I said it. But I think it was 54 million that I read. Anyway, somewhere between 50 and 60 million. And President Trump is valued at 3 million. I'm not putting President Trump down for being worth $3 billion because that's a hell of a lot of money. But when you put so much emphasis on your personal wealth and what you are as opposed to who you are, then you can't tell me that this doesn't really bruise President Trump's ego. And so we'll have to see if this continues this war. It'll be interesting. And we'll be here to talk about it. But let's not get into it today. Here's a text that says, Scoot, working for Bloomberg, are you? No, I'm not. I'm not being paid a penny. I see exciting developments in campaigns. And so I decide to talk about it. Kind of like you. You know, you see something exciting happen to campaign and suddenly it becomes becomes part of the conversation. All right, if you've got a comment this afternoon on this Free for All Friday, our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. It's going to be chilly, but a great night for parades tonight. Great night for parades tomorrow night. Great day for parades tomorrow. And hopefully Sunday works out as well. I'm Scoot. We are coming right back on WWL. You know, I got to be honest with you. I picked this song because of the title. And I listened to a little bit of it, but it really doesn't make too much sense. Oh, there we go. There we go, finally. Our Trip to Mardi Gras by Beatnik Turtle. Our Trip to Mardi Gras was the best of all. Yeah, Mardi Gras parades rolling tonight and throughout the weekend. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Free for All Friday, Valentine's Day. Okay, so let's set the record straight on this. Michael Bloomberg appears to be worth about $60 billion. President Trump seems to be worth about $3 billion. Still, a lot of money. $3 billion is a hell of a lot of money. But for somebody who is so sensitive to anybody who appears to be better or have more or have done something bigger or better, I've got to believe that this is something that really does bother President Trump. Also, when you look at President Trump, when you look at the man as a physical specimen, it's really hard to believe that he has the gall to make fun of other people in the way they look. Making fun of Michael Bloomberg's height, I think he's 5'7", 5'8". And, you know, we don't judge people by their height. We judge people by what they do, unless you're in the NBA or a wide receiver. So, it just again, you know, when you are this certain physical specimen, I just don't think as a human being, I think you set yourself up for a lot of jokes to be made about you if you make fun of other people. And then this week, Manchin, the Democrat, the very moderate Democrat from West Virginia, Senator, President Trump called him a munchkin, when in reality, he says he's taller than President Trump, but President Trump is a lot wider. So again, this is not negative Trump. This is just like reality. And I don't think it's a good example. It sets a good example, especially if you're not a good specimen. I don't think it's good to make fun of other people. And that's just a lesson to me in humanity, not bashing of Trump. All right, it's Free for All Friday. Our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870 from Bay St. Louis. Richard, thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Judy, you mentioned something about not being able to meet your right person at a bar.
That's what they say.
Well, they are wrong. I met my wife Sunday, would be 29 years ago, in a bar.
Wow. Tell me about the occasion. Tell me about the bar. How did it work? Because I have trouble meeting people because I'm very innately shy. Regardless of what I do for a living, I'm very innately shy when it comes to social and public situations. So, you know,
I can't picture you being shy in a public situation with meeting people. Outgoing personality you have on the radio.
Well, I know it, but you don't know what lives inside of me. You know, sometimes I have to put on an outgoing personality, and I do, and I know how to do that. But I'm very just naturally shy. So what was the opening line that you delivered to get your wife's attention?
Actually, it was like, hey, the bar's closing. Where do you want to go dancing at? And so we went somewhere else and started dancing.
Wow.
And then just had a good time out that night.
That's a great story. See, if I would have said that to a woman, I would have thought that she would have said nowhere.
Well, you got to give it a shot, dude. You got to pay her.
All right, Richard, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. If you want to join us this afternoon, the number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, what makes you think Trump is jealous of Bloomberg's money? What makes you think he's not? Here's an update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo poll question. Do you think the institution of marriage is dying? A great question to ask on Valentine's Day. 52% say yes, and 48% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Yeah, you know, it's not always easy to meet people, so this is going to be a running theme throughout our show this afternoon. Where did you meet your spouse? Where did you meet the love of your life, whether it's your spouse or your partner or your lover, whatever? Where did you meet that person? Because there are people out there who don't really know where or how to go about meeting people. And I know a number of people, a number of baby boomers, who are having a difficult time meeting the right person. And they say you can't meet the right person in a bar. Well, you go to bars, and I'm sure you consider yourself to be the right person. There are a lot of people that go to bars that might be considered the right person. So I disagree with that. And though I've never met anybody in a bar, I ran into somebody after I was divorced. I ran into somebody in a bar that I had known from before, and we ended up getting married briefly. So I met what I thought was the right person in a bar. As it turned out, it wasn't, but that's, you know, not the bar's fault. So where do you meet people? And have you tried online dating? And did it work for you? And tell me a great online dating story. And I want to hear about how people lie. I've never done it, but I've had some people tell me about going online and doing the online dating thing with the number of different dating sites. And they tell me that people are not really that honest. Well, if you're not honest and you show up, I mean, why would you like overpromise and underdeliver? And it seems to me that it would be best to just be really honest about who and what you are, because at some point it's going to come out. But, you know, again, this is the facade of dating, which really, in some ways, is kind of a joke. Dez, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Skol, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good to hear you back. Good to hear you for us always. But, Skol, I was just calling to say that my birthday is Sunday, and it'll do me all good in the world if Skol could tell Dez happy birthday.
Dez, we're on the air right now, and Dez, I am wishing you a very happy birthday. Do you have any plans?
No, I have to work, but yeah. I'm still enjoying.
Well,
I'll be 58.
Wow, that's great.
I served 10 years military. Never been in prison. Never been in trouble. Wow.
Well, thank you for your service to our country, and I'm glad you seem to have set a pretty good example. And, you know, we talk a lot about how our lives matter, and the lives that we lead do matter. And often we hear when somebody passes away, we hear about the life that they led, and it just goes to show you that, you know, your legacy is important to your family. Your legacy is important to those around you. So sounds like you're doing a good job, Dez. I'm sorry you have to work on Sunday, but I'm happy that you have to work. I'm happy that you have work.
You're right.
All right, Dez, very happy birthday, and thank you for listening to our show.
Okay, so love you, man.
I appreciate that. Love you back, Dez. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, text 870-870. Here's a text that says, you can meet the right person anywhere, but bars are not the best place. Why is a bar not a good place to meet somebody? Is it because people have been drinking? And you know, you might meet somebody, and then, you know, the next day they might not be the same person to you. I mean, look, I'm not a big drinker anymore, but I have been in my life. So I can tell you that sometimes alcohol has impacted my judgment when it comes to personnel. Truly. Here is a text that says, I'm confused. Are you asking where to go meet somebody or where to go meet somebody, M-E-E-T or M-E-A-T somebody? Meet somebody? Is that like a verb? I want to meet you? Wait a minute. That's pretty disgusting. Whoa. That's pretty bad. Here's a text that says it's called catfishing. Is that what it's called? Is it called when you lie online? It's called catfishing. So I want to hear a catfishing story. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870. Oh, by the way, last year and the year before, and the tradition on the show has been, we play the sappiest love songs on Valentine's Day. So I thought we would change it up this year and play songs that are really sensuous. Play songs that are... Let me see how to phrase this. Play songs that might be appropriate as a background to intimacy. Do you know what I mean? Here's one of them. This is Donna Summer. This was one of the early disco songs that I used to go as a married straight guy. My wife and I used to go down to the Quarter and the gay bars when disco was first popping. And we used to go down and we used to dance to this song in a gay bar on the dance floor, and neither one of us became gay. That's amazing, I know. But this was really, I know it's kind of slow, but this really was one of the early disco songs that people were dancing to. And, I think it's kind of sexy. So we'll be playing a few songs that are good background for moments of intimacy. I'm Scoot. It's Friday, and we're acting like it. And we'll be back on WWL. I got a lot of people lined up to talk about where they met somebody, because it is Valentine's Day. And, you know, sometimes you hear how somebody met somebody else, and it might give you an idea about how to meet somebody if you're having trouble meeting somebody. Here's a quick update on our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Poll question. Do you think the institution of marriage is dying? 56% say yes, 44% say no. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And as always, I welcome those of you who are streaming our show online, listening on radio.com. If you haven't done it, just download the app. It's real simple. Download radio.com. And then you just type in WWL, and then boom, it's always there. You just go to your phone and hit the radio.com icon, and boom, you're right on the station. And you can listen to this show, our whole station, anytime, anywhere. But I welcome those of you who are listening, not in, necessarily in this area, but those of you listening elsewhere, and anybody who's listening on radio.com. All right, this is Cowboy Mouth doing their version of Ico Ico, and Fred LeBlanc and Cowboy Mouth are performing at Family Grog this afternoon at 6 o'clock. Fred, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Scooter?
I'm good. So you've got a built-in, great, happy audience. Not that you can't turn a down audience into an up audience, but you've got a built-in audience tonight at Family Grog.
Yeah, we'll have a great time. It'll be fun.
And so Cowboy Mouth from 6 to 7 before the Salute to Louisiana Legends with Irma Thomas and the Dixie Cups and John Papa Gross and Amanda Shaw and others.
That'll be great. That'll be wonderful.
All right, so I heard that you're re-releasing Jenny Says.
We just put it out as kind of like a little signpost to let people know that we have some new music coming out. We did a re-release of Jenny, remix, re-release this month. Next month we're putting out a new. This month we're putting out a new single, and then next month we're putting out a new EP.
Well, good. You'll have to let us know and send us some music, and we'll feature it as a bumper music on the show.
I'd love to. I'd be very appreciated.
Now, since this is Family Grog, I am not encouraging the Cowboy Mouth drinking game, which means you take a shot every time Fred says, "Are you with me?"
A lot of drunk people in the world.
Well, there certainly would be. Yes, of course. Yeah. So
I like that game. That's a good game. You know, we did a show in Dallas. No, I'm sorry, in Chicago a couple of years ago, and apparently the sound crew had a bet saying like, saying how many times would he say, "Are you with me?" And I found out about it, right?
Yeah.
So, and whoever had the most won, a $100 bonus, bar bonus, or something like that. And so I found out about it, didn't tell anybody about it. And during Jenny Says that night, I just walked up. The song was playing. I go, "Oh, are you with me? 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 Are you with me?" I literally said it 150 times in a row.
God.
And it turned out that they have to give bar bonuses to everybody because, you know.
That's funny. Look, the weather's going to be great. A little on the cool side, but it's going to be awesome for opening a Family Grog tonight.
It's February in New Orleans. I'll take a little cool. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Fred,
looking very forward to it. We're very, very appreciative of being included in Family Grog. Yeah, it's been a while, and we're looking forward to just kind of, you know, swinging for the fences like normal.
Have a great time tonight. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Scoot. Take care. Happy Mardi Gras.
All right, same to you. Fred LeVaughn from Cowboy Mouth. They're performing 6 o'clock this evening right before the Excalibur Parade. Well, actually, before the Louisiana Salute to Louisiana Legends, and then Excalibur is going to come through the Family Grog area probably about 9:15 or so, somewhere in that area. And then after that, it's the Cowsills. And we'll talk to Susan Cowsill a little bit later. So, Cowboy Mouth re-releasing Jenny Says. All right, it's Valentine's Day. It's Friday, Mardi Gras parades. It's free for all Friday. Let's get back to your calls from Chalmette. Paula, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I'm so glad you're on the air. Thank you.
Well, you know why I'm on the air? Because you're there. So I thank you for being there.
Well, you got us every day, honey. But anyway, I may have already called in to tell you this, but I actually called in to kind of try and answer both questions.
Okay.
You asked, how did you meet your spouse? And I actually met my husband 19 years ago this April because my mother's dearest friend was his father, and he passed away. So I met him at his father's funeral.
Now, tell me about how that first meeting worked out. How did that lead to love?
Well, I had known, my mom was friends with him as long as I can remember, and I had known he had two sons, but I never knew much about them. She was just a really good friend of his, and they spent a lot of time going out together. Anyway, my mother happened to see his obituary the night before, because I was living with her at the time, and so I went with her, and I met him at the funeral, and it was, you know, as you would expect, meeting a stranger and condolences, et cetera. He's a nice guy. His brother had a scarily strong resemblance to his dad. He kind of spooked me for a moment. But anyway, afterward, there was a particular bar. It was Hank's Peyton Place at the time in Chalmette that he always liked to go to and play on a particular poker machine.
Uh-huh.
So my mother and I went afterward to have a beer in his honor, and we were sitting at the bar, and my husband was playing at his favorite poker machine, and I didn't really notice him when we first came in, but they had a live band with a saxophone playing, and my very favorite song in the entire world, his Europa, with a saxophone, like the Gotcha Bobby Airy version. It's a beautiful song. If you've never heard it, look it up. Anyway, when it came on, I was so shocked, and I don't mean to sound condescending, but I was so shocked to be in the middle of the week in St. Bernard Parish hearing my favorite song with a live band, and I must have, like, made some physical reaction that he noticed, and he asked me to dance.
Nice.
Well, he came and asked me to dance.
So, and, look, here's the lesson that we learn from things like this, Paula. If you are alone in your life, and if you're kind of down because you don't have a Valentine, first of all, think about the money that you might have saved today. But also, also think about this. Because of stories like yours, you wake up every morning with a positive attitude, and you never know who you're going to encounter. You never know who is going to pass into your life on any given day.
Well, Scoot, that was my answer to the other question. Where's a good place to meet somebody that might be a significant other?
Yeah.
Don't look. Live your life and be kind to people, and good things happen.
Boy, that is great advice. Paula, you guys have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
You too, honey, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. And from Covington, Hollis, welcome to our show. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I was responding to your question about online dating. My wife and I are 66. Both of us are 66 years old, and we met on August 7th, 2017, and we met online and met that same day that she responded to my post and talked for 3 or 4 hours, and that was August 7th, and we were married October 5th.
So online dating online dating worked for you guys?
It worked amazingly well.
Well, Hollis, tell me about that. Tell me about the first thing that you noticed about her online. Because, you know, when we talk about this, we give people ideas on how to approach the online dating, because a lot of people obviously don't have a clue about what they really should do. So what was the first thing that you noticed about this person online?
Elaine. Well, we're both Christ followers.
Okay. So that's a common denominator. That. Yeah.
And we were, you know, I was extremely blunt in my in what I posted about myself, and she was as well. And so we were just drawn to each other, and we spoke on the phone and agreed to meet that night on the lakefront at a park. And we sat there for, like I said, 4 or 5 hours. We both had a common interest in ministering to people on the street, homeless ministry, and, you know, it was just a wonderful match, and we were real honest with each other. I had some of those experiences you referred to where people presented a front, but the reality was somewhat different.
Yeah. Well, Hollis, that's a great story. How long did you guys, like, hang out before you got married?
Well, from August 7th to October 5th. So we acted pretty quickly, and we were together pretty much every day. Well, except I was out of town for a few days on a trip. But other than that, we were together every day, and it was just, you know, we were just very real with each other. And in that conversation, we shared all of our warts and all of the ways we had failed, as well as some of the joys. And
see, I'm no expert in relationships. I'm no expert in dating, but I think that's the way you go about it. I think honesty is really it's very refreshing today, because I hear stories about people claim to be this, and then they post old pictures of themselves online, and then you show up and it's like, wait a minute, this isn't you. Or, you know, I mean, be realistic about who you are, because at some point the person's gonna see you, and think about how you would be upset if a product did false advertising on television, and you went to buy the product, and it was totally different. So it's the same thing.
Yeah, jokingly, I told Elaine that I think some of the people that, and this is not a cut to the real estate industry, but I think some of the people that took the pictures for online dating also took pictures of houses, because they made them look different than the reality.
Well, it's true. You know, you ever look for a apartment or a house, the word luxury is quite often very loosely used.
Yeah.
Hollis, I enjoyed
it. With everything presented. Could I make one other comment on another matter you mentioned?
Sure.
On the thing about saying things about other people,
yeah,
critical things, I actually wrote a book called following him in thought and word about how God would have us to speak to people. And there's a verse in the Bible, Ephesians 4:29, that says, let nothing come out of your mouth except that which is helpful for building others up. And if we could employ that at the local level and at the national level, it would transform the way America lives.
Hollis, it's a great thought. Have a great, great weekend, and I appreciate you sharing your story with us. Okay, so what we're going to do today on Valentine's Day, in the past, we've played songs that were like the sappiest, corniest love songs. But we're going to start featuring some love songs today that are on the sensual side. Songs that might be appropriate as background for intimacy. Somebody just requested this one. Sylvia and Pillow Talk. Yeah. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is one of my favorite Irma Thomas songs. She's had many, but I love this Irma Thomas song. Irma Thomas at Family Gras tonight, part of the Salute to Louisiana Legends. Irma Thomas, the Dixie Cups, John Papa Gros, Amanda Shaw, Bonorama, Jeff McCarty of Louisiana LaRue, Chuck Credo and his band. So this is all going to be right before the crew of Excalibur parading tonight, and it's going to be a great night for Mardi Gras parading and a great day and a great night tomorrow for more parades. And I Sunday's going to probably turn out to be okay as well. So, look, we've got a lot going on. We'll talk to Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills. I'll get right back to more of your calls. If you're on hold, just hang on. It's Valentine's Day, and I want to know how you met your Valentine. And did you ever meet anybody in a bar? And tell me a good online dating story. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.